Wisconsin has by far the most school districts participating in the EPA's Energy Star Schools Challenge. 25% of the state's districts are taking part, now that Ashwaubenon is pledging to cut costs by 10%. In Wisconsin, the program is administered by the Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Barbara Lawton. She says some districts achieve savings just by switching light bulbs. Others, like Fort Atkinson, have gotten more ambitious by installing geothermal heating.
They had to drill holes, and they drilled holes in the football field for the middle school, and now they're going to do the high school. And it's a fascinating thing. I mean, it's much easier to implement geothermal when you do new construction, but they have been so thoroughgoing that they have worked at retrofitting old buildings.
That's significant because 85% of the state's school buildings date back to the 1960s and 70s. Lawton hopes tight budgets will encourage the rest of Wisconsin school districts to make the pledge. If they do, she says they'll be well positioned to get a share of federal stimulus money available to schools.
Because accountability is a central part of the application criteria, and the portfolio manager that we use with this program gives them a way to demonstrate their accountability with great legitimacy.
The EPA estimates the nation's schools spend $6 billion a year on energy. That's more than is spent on books and computers combined. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.